Hey guys, this is Joe. Today I want to introduce you to our partner Vanta. Achieving ISO 27001 or SOC 2 compliance can unlock major growth for your company and build customer trust, but the process can be time intense and costly. Vanta automates compliance, getting you audit ready quickly and saving up to 85% of associated costs. And Vanta scales with your business, helping you enter new markets. Join 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora that trust Vanta. Claim 20% off Vanta at vanta.com/startupradio. That's vanta.com, spelled vanta.com/startupradio.
Welcome to startuprad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from startuprad.io. Welcome to another edition of This Month in German Startups. Today, we are bringing you a very special annual tradition. We do a 2020 review, 2021 outlook. Welcome to This Month in German Startups by startuprad.io in a transatlantic news recording with Chris in New York. How are you doing, my man? You're doing fine there in Big Apple?
Good. We are counting the days. I'm wearing my inauguration t-shirt that says, "What if we tried someone else for a while?" So we'll see about that. And apart from that, all good. Happy New Year.
Yes, totally forgot. Happy New Year, guys. Really sorry about that. Chris and I have been joking around and said Happy New Year and then forget it in the recording. Dang it. This is actually an annual tradition where we look at the past year and forward into the coming one. Not to mention we've been totally wrong last year with the outlook, so we are more sticking to review this year. Today we bring you an overview of the German startup Corona Aid, an overview of the German and European startup scene, of course a list of links where you can read a lot more, a list of top startup stories, a few outlooks on 2021, and a bit of wine. I do believe Chris has a lot of information on the ecosystem, right?
Yeah, so you already said it. We are looking into what 2020 brought and how the European startup scene and also the German startup scene weathered the storm. One interesting report that we found there came from the venture capital company Atomico. And they have launched the State of European Tech in 2020. And we kind of summarized it and came up with eight of the most crucial takeaways that I would like to go through. Number one, mega rounds help European tech ecosystem grow. So while many founders found it more challenging to get funding, 2020 is on track to be still a record year with potential to surpass $41 billion invested, driven by more deals that were $100 million and plus dollars. And also number two, Germany is projected to have gathered a $23 billion US dollar sum of investments. That is for the mega rounds. Second point of the aid, the low capital, pivoting the product, and sales decline were what hit founders the hardest in 2020, but international investment, number three, hasn't dried up so far. Number four, France is the only one of Europe's three largest markets to actually grow in 2020. Number five, London remains the biggest investment hub in 2020. We'll see what Brexit is going to do to that. Number six, the travel sector got notably low investments. It's probably one of the biggest industries in turmoil right now. Number seven, investment in purpose-driven tech companies soars, actually. And number eight, gender and racial inequality still prevails in the European tech system. The Black Lives Matter movement actually became an important topic of discussion here as well. And a lot of the startup companies have to think more strongly about equity, even in Europe, and even though it's not in the US where Black Lives Matter came into being. Moving on from the Atomico report, we have a list with the 10 biggest health tech stories of 2020. Two of them have a pretty strong or have a strong German connection. Number five, the guinea pigs of Germany's new healthcare revolution, and number 10, BioNTech, the German biotech startup behind the coronavirus vaccine, probably one of the proudest stories of German engineering and science of the past year. We have a report, Hot or Not, where European VC funding went in 2020 by PitchBook. They have different sources of data from the Atomico report. And there it says that the UK still has the largest VC market in total with more than $13.7 billion. But Germany with $6.8 billion grew three times as fast, with a growth rate of around 11% versus UK's only 1.7%. So it's even like four times. But this may also be due to Brexit. We will see what 2021 brings. According to PitchBook, France grew by an astonishing 25.4% to a total of $6.1 billion. So they are really closing the gap. And other markets in Europe surpassing $1 billion in investment are Sweden with 3.2, Spain with 1.4, and Finland with $1.2 billion. And my last idea for the ecosystem, my last recommendation would be a report about the 10 largest founding rounds of Europe in 2020. Three of them are from Germany: Auto One Group, Tio Scooters, and Lilium. Moving on from a more European perspective to a German one.
Thank you, Chris. Let's see. We do have the German Startup Monitor, an overview of the German startup scene, which is backed by the German Startup Association. This year, more than 1,900 startups participated. The largest share of the participating startup, note there is a bias here, have been in Berlin, 70.7%, Rhein-Ruhr area, think Cologne, Düsseldorf, and so on, 12.8%, Munich, 6.5%, and Hamburg, 5.8%. This is one of the reasons we try to highlight so many startups from different areas, since not only every fifth startup is in Berlin. Please note that we try to have approximately 20% of our interviews from Berlin to give these startups also a fair representation. On average, a startup in the survey employed 14.3 employees, up from 13.3 in 2019 and 12.3 in 2018. Despite Corona, 90% were planning to hire people. 15.9% of founders are female in the survey, slightly up from the previous year, 15.7 in 19 and 15.1 in 18. Universities play a central role as a core for startup clusters, especially Germany's Technische Hochschulen, technical universities, aka TU, like TU München, KIT, RWTH Aachen, LMU München, Universität Mannheim, Universität Bremen, WHU, TU Berlin, TU Darmstadt und FU Berlin. 20% of founders have a migration background. Most important technology is AI. More than 26.7% of startups have a software as a service business model. 68.8% of all startups focus on a B2B business, and 26.5% on a B2C business. So that means 2/3 are B2B, 1/3 is B2C, and there's less than 5% left which do have a B2G, business to government business model. Most important funding source for the founders are their own savings, used by almost 80%, and government programs used by almost 45%. Business angels, just 1/3. Actually, 18.6% of participating startups have VC funding, while more than double, 42.3%, want funding. International investors, do you hear that? Startups in Berlin, 39%, Munich, 29%, Hamburg, 22%, are the most frequently funded by venture capital. I do believe this was a lot of numbers. Go down here in the show notes. You could click and find everything there again. Really sorry to bother you with so many numbers. I do believe Christian has a fintech, so way more numbers. Awesome, right?
Yeah, all journalism will always come up with numbers in audio. People love it. But I mean, what is interesting there, just to highlight two of the numbers, I think, or like three of the findings. Number one is, I think it's interesting that the distribution of the companies, or where the companies sit, actually make for a pretty diverse picture, and that it's not just all Berlin based. Number two, it's interesting that the number of around or the share of around 20% of founders who have a migrant background. So it's usually in Germany, that means first or second generation immigrant, is close to what it is in society. So it's around 20%, I think, in the whole society. It's more like 25, 26. So still a small gap, but probably one that can be considered closing. Whereas the number of female founders, of course, is astonishing. And even though you said it's slightly up from last year's, I mean, we're basically looking at 15.1, 15.7, 15.9%. And that's basically statistical noise. So obviously 15% is not a share of women in German society. Moving on to the fintech survey, even more numbers by German bank Comdirect, an online bank with a small startup program. They're part of Commerzbank, and they conduct an annual fintech survey in Germany. Also, here are some of the highlights: that the volume of top three deals down by more than 50%, 12 fintechs were able to attract more than 100 million euros in funding. The top 20 funded fintechs got more money than the other 414 fintechs. And top locations here were Berlin, Munich, Frankfurt, and Hamburg, where 72% of all VC funding was raised. We also have a list of Germany's largest venture capital rounds in 2020 overall. Please find that in the show notes. And that lets us move on to the number one topic of 2020, COVID and the coronavirus.
Yes. And again, you will see differences between all the large venture capital rounds, especially European perspective, German perspective, because one we got from Sifted, which sits in London and is part of Financial Times, and the other one is an independently run blog here from Germany. It's called Deutsche Startups. So you'll also have a difference in numbers here, and don't ask us because it's really, really confusing. You have like five sources and 10 different outcomes. It's always like that with startups here. I did dig a lot into Germany's Corona Aid for Startups, and I have a lot here. Admittedly, I took most of the information from the German Business Angels Association, as well as KfW, which is the German government-owned development bank, which administrates lots of the money, as well as the Bundeswirtschaftsministerium, which is the Ministry of Economics of the German federal government, which basically hands out the money to all the entities that finally give out the aid. Okay, so that said, Germany extends its 2 billion euros, it's like 2.4 billion US dollars, startup Corona Aid program from spring 2020 until June 30th, 2021. It was a pretty easy decision, I assume, since not all of the 2 billion euros of the original program have been spent. The 2 billions have been equally divided into two pillars called philosophically Pillar 1 and Pillar 2. Pillar 1 is 1 billion, like 1.2 billion in US dollars, is direct aid for startups who already have external investors. As of December 31st, 860 million, 86%, have been committed by KfW, which administrates all the money. You can learn more on their website about the program. Unfortunately, in German only, KfW also provides aid to startups and companies which they call a strong relation to Germany, which may also apply to your company. Maybe you can check their website. Pillar 2 is a matching facility where on a one-on-one basis, the government matches investments. As of December 31st, only 556, like 56% have been committed. This program is administrated by KfW, the development bank, and the development bank of each state. Yes, 16 different ones, and you have to apply at the bank in your state, and all the 16 programs have slight differences and sizes. The government's ERP fund, if you already received ERP funds, you can approach them and you can learn more on the website. Yes, German only. Again, you don't need to be a German company, but only have your economic focus on Germany. Check the website, and if you think it may apply to you. Important, your company must have steered clear of economic problems in 2019 in order to be eligible. You can also find all of the information and more in the different articles we use to combine those highlights, and we do have a nice article by Sifted, how COVID impacted Germany, Austria, and Switzerland startups. Whew, yeah, I always do a lot of numbers. Christian, you don't do too many numbers, right?
I'm moving on to the hubs. So first off, the Frankfurt Rhein-Main region, where we have a look back at 2020 in the ecosystem there from Frankfurt Valley. Then we have the fact also from Frankfurt Valley reported that Frankfurt Rhein-Main attracted multiple international companies in 2020. And the most important startup exits in 2020, including Emma, Bedside, Lizza, and Mailtastic from the Rhein-Main area. Rhein-Main.vc, Joe's project, tracks venture funding of any kind in the region. We track 28 deals in total, 894 million euros, which is good towards large rounds with BioNTech's fundraising due to the development of the COVID vaccine and placement of additional shares and convertibles. The official publication will follow soon. Up until then, you can check what's already there at rhein-main.vc. That's rhein-main.vc. In Munich, we also have a list for Munich and Bavaria with the top 10 most important investments, headed by Lilium with 240 million US dollars. And we talked about that in our news as well. Jumping to the north, Hamburg, where we also found a great wrap up. VCs are holding back. Corona aid did not always help. And the mood was still overall positive. Just like in our podcast. Thanks for that wrap up. Looking ahead.
Yes, there is a saying. I don't know to whom it's attributed, but it goes like forecasts are always difficult, especially concerning the future. So we collected some outlooks for you, but they may be totally wrong, like last year. Only thing we can say for sure is that Germany is going to invest 10 billion in VC funds, which in turn will invest in German startups. As said before, a few hundred millions from the Corona aid for startups are also left. If we could beat Corona soon, the second half of the year promises to be a great one for startups in Germany. There is an article by Sifter, Germany launches 10 billion future fund for startups, but will it go far enough? Analyzing is from famine to feast, investments in European tech startups roar back. The world in 2021, five stories to watch out for by The Economist, strongly recommended. It's a YouTube video, by the way. What will life be like after the pandemic? Interesting question. And what's coming for the fintech industry in 2021 by IMC Gruppo. And then we found another one, top fintech trends in 2021. So you can read both and match them. And from MIT Sloan Management Review, six strategy and innovation insights from them as well. And as always, I usually have some detour here. This time, Chris is taking this with us, right?
Yes. To wrap things up, we like, you know, that we like to end things on a high note. And then what was more a topic in 2020 than our own alcohol consumption each night? So we got numbers for wine in Germany because the consumption there has risen during COVID times. On average, a German citizen or someone living in Germany has bought 20.7 liters of wine. This is around 700 fluid ounces for the Americans in last year's harvest season. So they are not reporting 2020 numbers, but they are looking at the wine harvest season. Nevertheless, that leaves us with roughly 2.5 bottles per person per month, which is actually quite a lot, I think. Don't you think? Every person? It's a lot. But
2.5 bottles per person per month? That's quite a lot. I don't think, even together with my wife, I can drink 2.5 bottles in a month.
Yeah. Yeah. Then again, there are people who probably drink a bottle a day. So on that note, I mean, it's 1 p.m. here, but 7 p.m. at your place. So I'm not implying anything.
I will get a glass of wine afterwards. Until then, keep in mind, this was no normal news wrap-up. Normal news wrap-up in January will follow at the end of the month. Until then, stay safe, everybody, and keep doing your stuff. Stay safe, wear mask, and don't get sick. Chris, thank you very much. It's such a pleasure always to work with you.
Same. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.